right. Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And boy, am I excited about my next guest. None other than Mr. Billy Young, all the way from Arizona. But a friend, a longtime friend, and a radio man. You know, I remember before I even thought about having an opportunity to get into radio, I used to listen to Mr. Billy Young back home in Milwaukee. And Billy Young ran the radio station. He ran the local radio station, and all of the different guests, hosts, and the hosts that he had on were really prominent, had major impact in my life. And little did I know at the time that listening to all those great hosts that Mr. Young lined up would have a major impact on me and my future and what I would be doing. So it is because of men like Billy Young and the commentary that I used to always hear him talk about on his show. It was always riveting to me and had a major impact on my life. And it is with that backdrop that I'm honored to have Mr. Billy Young on the air. How you doing, Billy?
Thank you, man. I'm blessed. And I just try and appreciate the blessings that are just provided for us each day, man, that are given to us. So,
look, man.
Thank you for having me.
Let's have at it, man, because you and I are the same age. You were born out west. I'm a central guy, part of this the nation guy and Midwestern. But the one thing that you and I both have in common, outside of the fact that, you know, we were born at the time that we were born and that we are men of color, is that we were born in a different time in America.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on in this nation, man? What is happening? You and I see it, and people from our generation see it as it is coming apart at the seams. And it's almost as if it can't be stopped or people aren't willing to stop it.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes I think we have to put things in perspective despite the urgency of the day. We lose perspective from an historic standpoint, then we are probably, elongating our suffering without understanding. Man, we've been through, I grew up in Los Angeles, California, but I spent almost 30 years in Milwaukee. And often I use my athletic officiating background in the stories that I tell because it's so analogous to many of the situations that I face in life. First of all, it's young people. And for those of us who sort of come through empowerment programs, we've come through our journeys with elders and mentors and advisors who have assisted us. We know that we're standing on the shoulders of others. Part of the problem, Earl, is that the young people today don't have those same role models. They don't have the same support system in their families and in their communities, and therefore, their direction.
So Billy, let me say this, because I don't want to put the focus on young people. I want to put the focus on America itself and the fact that America herself is coming apart at the seams. All of the things that are happening in this country right now.
The question I would ask, though, is it any different in a sense today than it ever has been in the history of this country?
Well, there's always been division. You know, there's no question.
And clearly, but I mean, in terms of the social times, I mean, I've always thought about, man, living in the wild, wild west. And perhaps that's where we are right now. You know, when you can just ride wherever you wanted to, you got your horse, you can pull out your gun if you get into an argument with somebody and it's settled on the street. Doesn't mean there was corruption back there. It just means, man, that we progressed to a point now where basically we're living a wild, wild west life with a whole lot of other people, you know, whose actions, our actions affect. But from a moral standpoint, man, I mean, we're coming up to the scenes. It just means, what has happened over my lifetime is that the haves pretty much have gotten more, and the have-nots have pretty much gotten less, man. But the divide has gotten wider. And where we stand now politically in this country is at a point where basically you have people who are 180 degrees opposed, and there really does not seem to be any room for a compromise.
So, and therein lies the dilemma that is going to be the destruction of this nation and this experiment called America, because there's always been a divide economically, you know, in this country, but not to the degree that it is now. And even though we are watching, as you and I and most other people know, the middle class of this nation, which was the backbone during your and my lifetimes, going down the tubes, and those middle class families and people who believe in the American institution and all of those things are realizing that they've been had, and a divide that is now political, based on either party, either what side of the aisle you are on, can't be a positive thing or harbinger for the future of this nation, Billy. It just can't.
Well, there are a couple of things, man, that are going on right now, I think, that ultimately are going to lead to some sort of a dynamic response. Number one is the gun violence. And when you talk about a solution potentially for that, and I heard you guys talking yesterday relative to the Second Amendment, relative to the attitude of Americans to possess firearms, I'm a gun owner. You know, that the United States of America, clearly, without any question, is absolutely the most violent nation on planet Earth. And when you ask about the proliferation and availability of firearms, and, you know, even to degree of, you know, you're talking about the necessity or the right to own assault weapons and those kinds of things. The mentality in this country, man, is just completely different from other countries around the world. Anybody who's had an opportunity to travel, a lot of this is perspective, man. You know, and I say young people because ultimately, in my mind, it's the young people who are going to have to solve this problem. It's their peers in very often that they're dealing with, people who are ostracized, people who are further outside the system, people who don't get up in the morning to go to work. They get up in the morning, if they get up in the morning, to survive what their next meal is going to be. They don't look at the same way we do. So life becomes obviously less valuable in their opinion. And it's not the same norm that you know, many people in Milwaukee, many people in Milwaukee are just not in that same frame of mind. We are, I would agree with you that we are at a point where we are so divided that many people just cannot see a compromise. And the only way that's going to happen, like I'm saying, man, is with these young folks who are coming up in a different world that talks about diversity and inclusion, and we can offer them advice, we can offer them a glance at history, but ultimately the solution is going to have to come with the next couple of generations.
So, Billy, I don't disagree with you, because I always say on these airways that it's not your and my time anymore, for the most part, in our generation. And so we do still have a responsibility, your and my generation, to work as hard as we can to make it better for those who come after us. That's been what this has always been about. And those who have come before have always sacrificed to make it better. But it just so seems that your and my generation is stuck in something that we don't want to solve. And it's our selfishness.
It's a mentality, man. I mean, we were talking about sort of where a lot of this emanated in our lifetime. I grew up in California. Ronald Reagan was my governor for several years.
Oh, yeah.
Well. And eventually went on to become president of the United States. And in my mind, and for those people who know that sort of that historical timeline, Donald Trump is nothing more than a reflection or the latest iteration of a Hollywood media entity. And in the same way that many of these celebrities and folks who've gotten to a point where they feel that their philosophy of life is godlike, I mentioned Kanye West in jest, but the point is a lot of these people who have millions and millions and millions of people following them because of the advancements of social media these days, not only feel that they're justified, but have millions of people who are deluded enough to think that these people are actually leaders and politicians. And ultimately, what do? Because of their, attraction through media, develop bases which eventually end up electing, getting these folks elected to office. These are not leaders. These are not people who can lead us toward moral goals and toward economic prosperity. So all of that, the political process from that standpoint has become so muddied and defined and ill-conceived that the political process is only a part of what we need to do.
You know, Billy, you talked about the moral part of this, and that's where I always like to challenge that. Because that's at the root of the problem. And then people may even ask the question, has there ever been a moral imperative in this nation? Even though you constantly hear people talking about it was founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic, have you ever seen it practiced in this nation? And maybe because at the root of all of it, Billy, is that there is no morality in this nation. And if you look at the history of it, there are people who can say, well, no, there hasn't ever been that. Even though we go around the world and poke our chests out and say, we are the moral leaders of the world. We've got to go to a break. Have to go to a break on the line. My good friend Billy Young. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You too can join the conversation. We'll be right back.